live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Lots of stuff to talk about here today on a Sunday. We have a new UFC interim featherweight champion who won the title in a catchweight bout where only half of the participants were eligible to win the belt. You got all that? What happened was it was Max Holloway versus Anthony Pettis for the interim featherweight title, 145 pounds. Anthony Pettis did not make weight, weighed in at 148 pounds. The first person to miss weight and still compete in a championship match in UFC since 2007. So Anthony Pettis went in, and the rules were, if Max Holloway won because he made weight, he would become the featherweight champion. If Anthony Pettis won because he did not make weight, he would not become the featherweight champion. Talked about a couple of weeks ago here on this program. Paul Fontaine did some research, and more often than not, when you miss weight in UFC, when you go in too heavy, you lose. And in fact, that's exactly what happened to Anthony Pettis. He missed weight and he lost. So Max Holloway is your new UFC featherweight champion. At some point, he'll be facing Jose Aldo to unify those titles. Also this weekend, we have got, we had all sorts of stuff. Bellator, we had a UFC show on Friday that nobody watched. Not a lot of people watched the Saturday night show either, which is too bad because it was a very exciting show. We have got the WWE Roadblock Into the Line show, which is coming up in a week now. Lots of stuff to talk about. It's going to be open lines here today. Whatever's on your mind. Phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. And we'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Sunday here on the show, we're going to do open lines, whatever is on your mind. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. All of these numbers are always on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. You can tweet me at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Sempervivi. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. And we can talk about UFC. There was a show last night. We got a new champion. There's Roadblock into the line. There's Booker T claiming he's going to run for mayor in 2020. All sorts of news today. Mike, did you watch last night's UFC? Where the heck is he?
I'm right here.
There we go. Mike, yes, did you watch last night's UFC?
I didn't watch all of it, but I watched what mattered. So that was the main two fights on the show, which one was a fight of the year and the other was an exciting big victory that allows for a fight we haven't seen before, which ought to be pretty damn good.
Wait, which two did you watch?
The Holloway-Pettis fight and then the Cub-Swanson fight.
I see. So you didn't watch the Cerrone fight?
No, unfortunately not.
That was also a good fight. Yep, Max Holloway is the champion. The Cub-Swanson Do Ho Choi fight was maybe the best fight of the year. If you're a fan of head trauma, then I guess it was probably the worst fight of the year. Depends on how you want to look at it.
No, if you're a fan of head trauma, it was the bestest fight of the year because those two just pounded on each other. It was really impressive. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, I know Dave last night was kind of took that as, you know, if you can't really go out there and lay waste to Cub-Swanson, maybe you're not exactly at the next level yet. But the way I looked at it, Cub-Swanson may have probably, actually he did, he had the night of his life last night as far as laying in punishment on a guy that just wouldn't go down. It was one hell of a fight, and I really think it was the fight of the year.
I heard a lot of people last night that said, well, I finally hit my wall, and I did not buy this UFC pay-per-view. Didn't care about Holloway and Pettis. Didn't care about the fake belt. Didn't care once the big stars started dropping off the show. There was obviously no GSP, not that it was going to be, but Rashad Evans dropped off. Well, as happens, I've noticed we need, I guess this would be a little bit harder to track, but Paul Fontaine did track, as noted, this idea that I would say 7 times out of 10, if you miss weight, you lose. If you come in too heavy, you end up losing the fight. Now, another thing to track is how often do we have these shows that people say, that's it, I am not watching this show, and ends up being a really surprising, fun show, which was what this main card was. The Emil Mech versus Jordan Meehan fight, that was a great first round. Then it got boring. But the first round was very good. Kelvin Gastelum-Tim Kennedy fight was pretty good. TKO finished. Tim Kennedy got stopped by Kelvin. The Cub-Swanson-Do Ho Choi was one of the best fights of the year. The Donald Cerrone-Matt Brown was also one of the better fights of the year. It was a little heavier, a little slower version of the Cub-Swanson fight. Also a crazy head kick finish. And then the Max Holloway-Anthony Pettis fight was fine. Some people would even say it was good, but it followed two really, really good, exceptional fights. And thus, to me, I was bored. And I wasn't the only one, because there were chants of boring and there were booing in the third round of the fight prior to the finish. So do not yell at me. Let's go to the phone and see what's on everybody's mind. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Oh, man.
I have a question about something that happened last night at Wrestling Shay Christian.
Yeah, I got a question about what happened on Friday. Can you try to rephrase your question in the form of a question that you got hung up on for?
Well, I have actually a big scoop for you if you want to know it, but I can rephrase it if you want me to. It was the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. If the West Coast wrestlers, reporters have favoritism over the East Coast reporters, wrestlers, how are you able to bounce that out?
Can you figure this out, Mike?
Yes. He believes that there may be a issue between East and West Coast regional issues where somebody may vote heavier for somebody in one region as opposed to another. At least that's what I'm going to.
Is that what you're trying to say, Ryan? Is that what you're trying to? Is that what you're trying to ask us?
Yeah, that was pretty much my question. But I have a scoop for you. Chris Jericho was.
You don't want my answer?
Sure.
Okay. I don't even know who votes in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. Like, I have no idea. There are, I don't know what the number is. 150, 180 people with ballots. I know that some people make it clear that they have a ballot, but there are a whole bunch of people that don't make it clear that they have the ballot. And obviously, I mean, if you are an old wrestler that grew up with the WWWF, then your vote will probably be skewed a little more heavily that way. I mean, it is broken down into regions. The reporters and wrestlers and historians of Lucha Libre, I mean, you're asked to vote in categories that you're familiar with. So, for example, if I had never watched a single Lucha Libre match in my whole life, I never watched it, I didn't know who anybody was, I never heard of El Santo, I wouldn't vote for that category. But if you're a Mexican wrestling reporter for Boxy Lucha, then you're probably going to vote for the Mexican candidate. So there's an attempt to even it out and balance it out. Does that answer your question?
Yes, but my question for today was, Chris Jericho made a surprise appearance at the show I went to last night. Has Vince loosened his policy on having his wrestlers appear on DVD for other promotions, or is this just Chris Jericho doing whatever?
What show was Chris Jericho at?
This was the IWC show, and he wasn't advertised. Everyone was like shocked because Booker T's music played like a few matches later, and he didn't show up. So everyone just thought this was a big joke. Then when he came out, everyone got real excited.
Are you sure it was Chris Jericho?
Yeah.
Yes, there's a big
Are you sure it wasn't Lenny Lane?
No, I can show you pictures of it. It was Chris Jericho. And
really?
I was totally surprised because I got to the arena a couple hours early, and I didn't see him there.
Wow. Well, the pictures don't show up well on the radio. So
yeah,
can you tweet them?
Tweet them to me, and then they'll show up better on the radio.
But can you answer that question if Vince has loosened his policy on wrestlers appearing on DVD?
Listen, Ryan, I don't know what happened. First off, I got to see these pictures to confirm it was even Chris Jericho, because I'm not entirely positive. But so Booker T was supposed to be there, but he wasn't.
No,
right?
they were just teasing people that he was going to make a surprise appearance at matches earlier.
I see.
So really,
well, listen,
thought this Chris Jericho thing was a
okay. I'll see what I can do, Ryan. Send me the photograph, and I will speak to my sources, all of whom know very well who Ryan in Cumberland is, and I will try and get an answer to you as soon as I can. How's that sound? I never even heard about this till he mentioned it.
The International Wrestling Cartel. I got to look this group up and see exactly, because he is obviously in Cumberland, Maryland. So I guess they run in the panhandle of West Virginia.
Strongly thinking this was Lenny Lane.
Let's say.
My Twitter is at Brian Alvarez. Everybody, you know where to go. Let's go to the phones here while we're doing all this investigation. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. Hope you guys are doing well. And I just have a quick question, Brian. So there's no chance of getting Dave on After Dark?
No, there's zero chance.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Or who? Meltzer?
Yeah, Dave Meltzer.
Oh.
Have you ever heard a Dave Meltzer show?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, Dave wants to talk about wrestling and mixed martial arts. I would last about 1 minute asking him about ghosts, and he would segue it into wrestling. You know this.
Awesome.
That'd be kind of neat, actually.
You know that this would happen.
Yeah, but he talked about like the old LA territory when like
he started talking about the Mummy.
Memphis, a lot of Lawler,
There's no way I could get a full After Dark with Dave. It's impossible.
I wonder how many of those characters would have been played by Chris Champion at some point. He played a lot of those types of things, I think.
All right, well, I just wanted to try and see. Thought it'd be kind of neat.
So, all right. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. Hey, listen, if I thought I could get an hour with Dave at After Dark, I'd do it. But it's just not going to happen. Dave wants to talk about wrestling. We all know this. I would never even bother not asking about wrestling. I know what he wants to talk about. It's my goal to get a good show out of people, so I know what they want to talk about. I don't ask Mike about bowling. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Trying to save me, stop holding your breath, and you think I'm crazy.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty. Well, I've gotten a bunch of photographs here on Twitter of what is alleged to be Chris Jericho at an IWC event last night.
Elizabeth, Pennsylvania.
Now, these photos are very grainy.
Like Bigfoot.
I'm not convinced that that's Chris Jericho.
I don't know. He's got the feathery hair, but that could be anybody in Western Pennsylvania.
I'm checking Lenny Lane's Facebook right now. I'm going to find out what he looks like nowadays. See if it's possible that I was correct and it is, in fact, Lenny Lane.
Hmm.
But right now I'm having
a... I'm looking at the IWC website, and I'm a little insulted that Ryan could call in and bring up people that could have been there and not mention Sam Adonis, CMLL superstar, Estrella, Sam Adonis, and DJ Zima Ion, as well as Shane In Your Face and Bulk Nasty also appearing on the card.
All right, this has got to be the same Lenny Lane. We've got 197 mutual friends. There's no way that's not the same Lenny Lane.
Is one of them Lodi?
Let's see here. So this fella, Lenny Lane, is much more muscular than Chris Jericho right now, I'll tell you that much. Here's from November 24th.
Yeah, torn pack, all right.
Happy Thanksgiving from Siesta Key Beach in Florida. And he's got a short haircut. He looks like Chris Jericho here.
Hmm.
How far is Florida from where Ryan was? I'm thinking that it may have been Lenny Lane. But I'll do some further investigations here on this show, and we'll clear it up before the program is over.
It's a two-day drive, but it is a driving distance, so he could take that booking.
He could have easily taken that booking.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, how y'all doing this Sunday evening?
I'm doing great. Looking at Lenny Lane's Facebook. Apparently he ran for president in 2016. My sources tell me he didn't win.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? He lost to Lenny Lane lost to Donald Trump.
Well, did you either one of you get to see Saturday Night Live last night?
Hey, tell me I heard.
I did.
You did? I didn't see it. Is it true that
it
on a
really
show
funny.
Where John Cena was hosting that they also did a skit involving Conor McGregor?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, Jim, you tell me what you thought of it.
I thought it was right funny myself. It started out, they were making fun of wrestling and everything, you know. They had the guy, Bobby Moynihan, he came out dressed like Roddy Piper, but he was called the Wobbler. The Waddler, Wobbler, or something other. You know, he'd go across the ring, and at the end, Kenan Thompson came up behind John with a chair, and John was about ready to beat the crap out of him. He'd run off the stage. He was very versatile. One of the funniest things is when he played the dumb jock from Alabama in the
I'll bet that was a stretch.
He played a football player.
Wow.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I thought he did real well myself.
What did you think, Mike, of his performance?
I thought he was okay. I thought he was actually overshadowed by other people on the cast, whereas like when The Rock was on, you know, he kind of dominated the whole thing. And then when some people host Saturday Night Live, even though they do a good job, which John Cena did, can't say that he didn't hold up his end of the deal, but there wasn't a whole lot of dynamic things for him that really showed off any range or anything like that. He just kind of played John Cena. Now, on the other hand, Kathy Ann, the lady who screams outside Michael Che's window on Weekend Update, is my new favorite character of all time. So that's one you should look at just for that.
Well, tell me about the Connor segment.
Go ahead, Jim.
The Connor segment, I'm trying to... What was that about?
Conor McGregor, he lost all his money.
It was a game show hosted by Charles Barkley that featured...
Oh, yeah!
Cena is Rob Gronkowski, Conor McGregor, and I'm trying to think of who the third person was as far as doing athletes who do stupid things with money. The answer should have always been no, but the questions were like, okay, you have a stripper at 3 o'clock in the morning and a mountain of cocaine. Do you take her home? And, of course, everybody answered in some way that didn't respond with no. So there you go.
Oh, that was real funny. That was
not
was
the way I described it. It wasn't.
Yeah, that's why Mike's on this show and not Saturday Night Live.
The one that was so funny, the game show one I liked, was when they were supposed to, John was been hosting the game show, was supposed to hook the girl up with the guys, and the girl wanted him.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe what Saturday Night Live has become here in 2016.
This is the synergy
one
working
thing.
Here. This is what Donald Trump says. You know, he says it's not funny.
One other thing. I watched the Women of Honor thing on ROH yesterday. It was real good. I was very impressed with what I saw, especially this chick, Deonna Purrazzo. Very good technical wrestler.
Very good technical wrestler. Wow.
And the thing about it is, the only... then this is not a knock on her. I'm a fan of hers. But Jessica Havoc is just so, looks like so heavy right now.
Oh, man.
I mean, she's bigger than Nia Jax. Am I correct on that? Or?
I haven't seen her lately. But that would be, I mean, that would be large.
She's a large lady, but she can still work, and I'm still a fan of her, but I just... still a great heel, but I was just wondering, you know, maybe that's some reason why, you know, the WWE has not called her up to NXT or something like that.
Well, you know, they only need one of everything, really.
Exactly. One monster.
They need one monster. Yeah, you don't need two Jeff Hardys, two Mick Foley's. They could probably use three or four Roman Reigns, but that's another story entirely. Listen,
what's
Jim.
What's going to happen when Tamina comes back soon?
I have no idea. I don't even know what brand she's on. I want to thank you very much for the call. I got to move on here because now I found Lodi's Facebook.
Ooh.
Lodi no longer looks like Billy Idol. Now he looks like Scott Dawson.
Really?
Yep. Looks exactly like Scott Dawson.
Also still in shape?
He's wearing an I Love Jesus shirt, so I can't see what shape he's in.
So is he being booked with Nikita Koloff?
But Lenny Lane's definitely got thicker arms, bigger forearms, bigger neck.
Oh, so bigger forearms?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Ryan here says he's got further evidence, he says, evidence that it is Chris Jericho. And this is from Chris LaRusso, who has a photograph of... Well, let's see here. There's Chris Jericho. He's standing there with this fella in a high school gym, it looks like. Now the problem is, Ryan, I have no proof that that photo was taken yesterday. That could have been taken months ago. That could have been
Absolutely.
Taken anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
That is not evidence to me that Chris Jericho was at the International Wrestling Cartel show last night. I need more and better evidence than that.
There's no watermark on it. It could be anything from any time, any place, anywhere. How do I know that's even Elizabeth, Pennsylvania? It could be they could have run shows in like Martinsburg, West Virginia. I don't know this. Brian doesn't know this. We can't go out to the people with this until we get some better proof.
This person says, Pro Wrestling Unlimited, if you see the video I tweeted you, Jericho is doing the ring announcing. This person says, Saturday Night Live is not what it used to be, and it wasn't that funny to me. However, John Cena more than held his own. That's a review from that person there. And this person says, is Brian saying Lenny Lane's 2016 U.S. presidential aspirations were trumped by the Donald? Yes, they were. Hey, I mentioned earlier today, this is true, Booker T has his own radio show. I don't know if you're aware of this.
He does, yes.
Yep. Sports Radio 610, Houston, Texas. Heated conversations with Booker T.
H-Town.
And he announced that he has been speaking of late with our main man, Rhino, who attempted to win a spot in the House of Representatives from Michigan and failed in his bid, unfortunately. But
dog.
Upon speaking with him, Booker T has now decided that he will be running for office. He wants to become the mayor of Houston in 2020. So if you're in Houston, Texas, looks like Booker T may be on the card coming up in 2020.
Can Shucky Ducky Quack Quack fit on a bumper sticker?
Sure it can. I'm sure it can. This person here says they've tweeted a link to the IWC Facebook video from the event, so I'll have to check that one out here in just a moment.
Yeah, but you know what, Brian? There's a lot of fake news on Facebook. This may be a whole conspiracy. Ryan may be luring us into his trap.
He also claims our phone connection is a million times better today than it was on Friday. He's blaming us for his bad call.
Yeah, I know.
Right now at Flow Grappling, it has begun about an hour ago. It is the Flow Grappling event from Portland, Oregon. And the main event of the show is John Jones versus Dan Henderson in a grappling battle. Our research has shown that Dan Henderson has not won via submission since, I believe, 1997. But he's going to give it a shot here tonight. So we'll
I hope he chokes him out.
Follow this the best we can. And also on the show, Misha Tate, who is retired from mixed martial arts, she claims, will be facing Jessica I. There's also a Warren Brooks, Jeff Monson match and more.
Jeff Monson.
Yep, he's back grappling.
Holy Moses.
Do you realize that Elio Gracie was on the mat grappling when he was 95? So I'm sure Jeff Monson can still get out there and exchange some holds.
Absolutely.
We're going to head to a break here in a moment, but I want to throw out the numbers again. If you want to give us a call, toll free, 844-411-5411, as is evidenced by the show today. Clearly, it's open lines. We also have text messages. You can give us a text message at 425-780-7566. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter, at Semper Vivi. And we'll be back in a moment with more evidence. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. I want to mention, if you go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, pinned up there at the very top is information on the annual Whale Scout fundraiser. My wife runs a nonprofit here in Seattle. They go out and basically attempt to save the whales. How? They'll do a lot of habitat restoration, trying to get the salmon runs going so the whales have food to eat. There are 80 southern resident killer whales left. They are very, very endangered. And every year there is a fundraiser for Whale Scout. It is a registered nonprofit in Washington State. And I bring it up here because you can grab some cool Wrestling Observer merchandise for your donation. I have signed editions of The Death of WCW. I have got 5 hardcover new editions signed. 1 of 5 has been claimed as of last night when we launched. I have 10 of the original edition of Death of WCW, signed edition, that is available up there on the Whale Scout fundraiser page at Indiegogo. And we did have 4 slots to co-host the Brian and Vinny show, but they were all gone within 2 hours. Gone! You can no longer grab those. But I do have, for Ryan and Cumberland or others, there is 1 co-host spot left for the After Dark radio show. If you want to talk conspiracies, ghosts, monsters, whatever, 1 available. The link is up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. You can just donate. You don't have to grab a perk. Or if you are a big fan of whales, if you have an animal lover in your household and you're looking for a Christmas gift, such as a signed book. There are some signed whale books here, whale mugs, orca spoon rest, orca cards, signed copy of Orcas and Men, the paperback edition. There's all sorts of great stuff up there. You could even donate and get yourself a famous Lori double chocolate bundt cake. All of this is up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Go up there and donate. The goal is $5,000, and we're at almost $2,000 already. So head up there and toss in a little bit of cash. It's a tax write-off. Grab yourself a perk. Come on After Dark and have some fun. At Brian Alvarez. Now,
what's the donation level for you to come over to somebody's house and choke them out?
Not available.
You sure?
Tried it. No one bought it. Can you imagine? All right, so earlier in this show, Ryan and Cumberland claimed that Chris Jericho showed up at an IWC show last night, somewhere in the middle of Maryland or something.
Elizabeth, Pennsylvania.
Very, very skeptical. I've had people send grainy photographs. I've seen better photographs of Bigfoot. Uh-huh. And now I have video. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this ring introduction here on the air. And I want you listeners to tell me if you believe that this sounds like Chris Jericho. Because I'm very skeptical. So this is the ring introduction of Chris Jericho at last night's IWC in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania. Or wherever it was.
From Monroe, Pennsylvania, now residing in Mexico City, he weighs 235 pounds and ruler de las chicas. He is Sam O'Donnell!
I don't know about that.
Sounds a little bit like Lenny Lane to me, to be honest with you. I mean, it sounded a little bit like Jericho at first, but, I mean, the way he finished off like that, I mean, I remember the West Hollywood Blondes tag team and their promos that they would cut on WCW Saturday night, and I'm thinking it's a little bit more Lenny Lane than Chris Jericho. I'm just still not convinced yet, and I'm not sure that we're not being worked here.
I would go as far as to say that is a faint hint of Chris Jericho's voice, but I'm not sold. Let's play one more clip. And I'll let everyone decide. You can text me at 425-780-7566 with your thoughts. And, of course, the phone lines are open, 844-411-5411.
And the champion, accompanied by Benjamin C. Steel.
That's it. Cut out. Probably a reason for that.
Yeah.
There you go. What do you think? Was that Chris Jericho or what? This person wants to know, what do you think about Cody Rhodes as the newest member of the Bullet Club in New Japan?
Yeah, he's there. He's going to have a t-shirt and everything. He's got a new nickname. He's the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, or Cody, all caps. Yeah, well, you know.
Dude, the Bone Soldier.
Yeah.
Is in the Bullet Club.
He is.
What does anybody have a problem with Cody Rhodes for?
Well, you know, Adam Cole's in there too. Everybody loves Adam Cole. They should. He's fantastic. But look, the Bullet Club is not Los Ingobernables de Japón. It is certainly not Suzuki-gun, if Suzuki-gun is going to be making an appearance back in New Japan. So they are lagging very badly right now, and they needed to shake up. And Cody Rhodes isn't exactly that shake up, but they are a unit that's selling T-shirts. They're selling them here. They're selling them in England. So I guess you're continuing to keep it going, but they are certainly in the backseat right now when it comes to a hierarchy in Japan.
This person says the Bullet Club needs to get rid of some members, not add new ones.
Yeah, well,
person's not a fan.
Chase Stevens, is he still in there? No, not Chase Stevens. What's his name?
Chase Owens.
Chase Owens.
Holy smokes. By default, does that mean to answer
Ricky
your New
Morton?
Japan questions?
Does that mean Ricky Morton is in the Bullet Club by default since he's so close to Chase Owens?
Nope, doesn't mean that.
Okay, because Haku's in because of Tama Tonga and Tangaloa.
No, he's in because he's Haku.
That's true. He's awesome.
This person here says, based on pictures and sounds, I believe there is a good chance it could be Chris Jericho. This person says, what is your opinion on James Ellsworth still being in the main event scene on SmackDown Live? I personally think he jumped the shark and should slunk to an opener/mid-card comedy act.
Slunk.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. AJ Styles is in a walking boot at the moment, and they are hoping that he's going to be good to go by Tuesday. And if he's good to go by Tuesday, then I presume we will have the AJ Styles James Ellsworth match then. And if he's not ready by Tuesday, they're going to hold it off for another week. But they've got to do AJ versus Ellsworth first. And my guess is they're going to do something, and he is going to continue on. When I look at this scenario that they've got, AJ Styles to me comes off as a total top babyface on the SmackDown brand, even though he's a heel. Dean Ambrose comes off as a guy who probably should be a heel. And James Ellsworth is the kind of guy where the idea that James Ellsworth is going to be a heel, it's just like, it's such a bad idea on paper. It's probably going to be a bad idea in execution, but it ain't my company. I wouldn't be surprised if they did the old double turn, and AJ turned babyface, and, I mean, it doesn't have to be immediate. He could do it after he loses to Undertaker, which I expect to be the Royal Rumble match. And then Dean Ambrose turns heel, and maybe you could actually link Dean Ambrose and James Ellsworth together as a heel duo. Now, granted, James Ellsworth doesn't need to be speaking for Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose talks just fine by himself, and usually a manager is there to talk for the other guy. But he could just be the slimy little guy at ringside that interferes to help Dean Ambrose win. And every 4 or 5 matches, somebody punches him out and everybody cheers. And away you go. I don't think that hooking him up with AJ is a good idea. I don't think that him and AJ as a babyface duo is a good idea. It's either that or he's back to the opener. And what do you do with him after this run? I mean, he's signed to a multi-year deal. Is he really just going to be a guy doing matches?
It's amazing that he signed to a multi-year deal. it really is. Yeah, because I would figure you could have him get killed at the Royal Rumble in a spot where there's like 4 guys surrounding him or something like that, and then you could get rid of him that way for a while. But, yeah, I mean, that's what you do with him. I guess you have him out there to be the bumbling fool. He's probably going to be a guy that gets forgotten about for a long stretch at some point on the roster, whenever that is, but we'll see. Short term, yeah, you got to do the thing with Styles, get that out of the way, but yeah, you got to, unless it's a thing where it's him and Miz or something like that, you need a dynamic and a story when it comes to James Ellsworth. Him just hanging out as if he was a manager or something like that, I think that would get old way too fast.
Person wants to know, why are guys like Ho-Ho Loon and 205 Live when there are better wrestlers in NXT, WWE, and the Indies? I'm going to answer this question as simply and as quickly as I can, and then we're going to get to this caller. Ho-Ho Loon is from China, and they want to break into the market. That's why he's there. And there are other guys that one would wonder, why are they there? But if you look at where they're from, that's the answer to that question. And as far as more talented guys at NXT, 205 Live is a separate brand. NXT is a brand. They want bodies on Raw exclusively. They want bodies on SmackDown exclusively. They want bodies in NXT exclusively. I'm sure they don't like the idea of 400 fans at NXT events, so that's why Nakamura is there and Ho-Ho Loon is not. The idea of replacing Nakamura with Ho-Ho Loon, you think attendance is bad now? It'd be really bad if you made a switch like that. That's why there are guys that should not be at NXT, but are, because they're trying to draw on the road with this brand and keep the television show compelling enough with enough big names that people will watch it on the WWE network. And as far as guys on the indies, first off, there's a lot of guys on the indies that can't go anywhere. They're under contract with the Ring of Honor. They're under contract with Evolve, which is working with WWE. There are plenty of indie guys who you're going to be seeing very, very soon. There are a bunch of tryouts coming up in January. I think there's going to be a ton of signings coming up in January.
Well, how about this one right here? Just go ahead and...
I don't know if Chris Hero's coming in.
Well, we got it up on the webpage right now. Barring a last-minute change, Chris Hero heading back to WWE, confirmed by a company source according to our Dave Meltzer.
Well, there you go then. Chris Hero is headed back.
Yes, sir.
And there will be more. If they're signed to Ring of Honor, if they're signed to Lucha Underground, they're not coming in. But there's going to be a lot of guys coming in. They're trying to just sign as many guys as they can. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Nick from Nebraska. How's it going?
Yes, Nick.
So here's my thing. I couldn't call in during the whole week because I worked during the regular weekday program. So I'm calling in to defend Enzo Amore for Monday night's action. Now,
because she's hot.
A lot of people.
That's the only defense you can give.
Okay, hear me out. So I've heard Tom Lawler, I've heard Mike Vervivi, Dave Meltzer, even you, Brian, say, what an idiot. Me being a 22-year-old single male and Lana being a babe and someone who just gorgeous, I mean, if I was Enzo Amore and I'm just walking around backstage, see Rusev and Lana getting a fight, she invites me to her hotel room, I'm going.
Hold on a second. She's hot. If I were a 22-year-old single man, I'd be slobbering too. But what you're missing in this story is that Rusev destroyed this man for 2 straight weeks leading up to this. This numbskull didn't know it was a setup. I mean, come on. He's an idiot.
Well, that's the whole thing, too. And even if he didn't think it was a setup, didn't he think there could be some sort of issue? I mean, if you have enough game to kick it and talk to Lana, you've messed with women before, and you've probably messed with women who have boyfriends. And you know, if you're sniffing around somebody's girlfriend, especially one who just took her wedding ring off, that no matter what happens, that guy's going to be lingering somewhere looking to punch somebody in the face. Why would you give him that chance?
He was an idiot. I don't blame the guy in some ways, but he was an idiot. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a couple of last-minute notes here. Roadblock tickets.
End of the line.
Are being offered 2-1. Not good.
2-1?
2-for-1. They're not selling. Jerry Lawler on Sports 56 in Memphis said Kevin Dunn called him and said his salary was too large for the pregame show and they were getting rid of the pregame show. Lawler said he's under contract until January. They will talk about a new deal. He may sign a talent contract. And then Vince McMahon called him and said he's not done, told him the pregame show was dropped as a cost-cutting measure and that Lawler would remain the MC at the Hall of Fame ceremony. We've been told...
Good.
Lawler would get a Legends deal, would continue to MC the Hall of Fame, and then work some events for the company. So that's the latest on Jerry Lawler. And I can't confirm an exclusive scoop here. And normally I say I don't want to see this all over the internet attributed to me, but I give you permission to do so in this case because I've confirmed this with multiple sources. That, in fact, Chris Jericho worked as a ring announcer at an IWC show in Pennsylvania last night.
Get out of here.
It's crazy. Couldn't even believe my eyes.
Man.
But apparently it's true. And I can also confirm that Chris Jericho is going to be on Raw tomorrow. Yep.
On the list, we all are. Break the walls down.
Breaking news right here on this show. And there's breaking news every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, the whole nine yards. You can also check us out at WrestlingObserver.com. Daily radio shows only for subscribers. 7,500 shows in the archives is the official count. We have a new radio show archive, searchable for subscribers, so head up there and check that out. Don't forget to donate to Whale Scout, whalescout.org. My Twitter's at Brian Alvarez, and we're out of here. Talk to you again next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.